Good morning. You've reached the TFNF Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi, Pygmalion. How's it going? How are things working out between you and the statue? Oh, that's great. Great.
Oh, you did?
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that you threw your back out, but you know, when a girl is made out of marble, it's really not a good idea to carry her over the threshold. Might I suggest using a hand truck next time? It's not as romantic, but you know, it'll save you a whole lot of back pain on your honeymoon.
A dowry.
Ah, Allah. Who are her parents?
Yeah, I didn't think that a marble quarry would demand that much either.
Yeah, I see. You need a way to raise some money pretty quickly. How about opening a bank?
You could use your nickname and put it in front of the word bank, and the marketing potential would just be astronomical.
Well, no, I'm not going to say it out loud. It's just too obvious a pun. Well, yeah, I may be a comedian, but even I have my standards, Piggy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like you've got a few more problems than we can take care of just over the phone here. So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Until such time, you can come into the office. I'm going to give you the name of someone who's kind of close to you. He's just a country or two over. His name's Geppetto. Yeah, he's got some experience in dealing with problems of the animate, inanimate. You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's understandable that she's having trouble making friends. I mean, she's a very unique individual. And, you know, even in ancient Greece, you don't find that many women made out of stone. Well, I think I might be able to help you out, though. I could point you to some people who might have some common interests with your wife. One in particular, let me give you her email address here. It's Mrs. Butterworth. That's M-R-S Butterworths, no apostrophe, at syrup.net. Uh-huh. That's the one. What? No, she's not related to Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Well, I believe I do know of an animate support group on the web. Just go to emeraldcity.com. Yeah. Well, you'll know them as soon as you see them. So, is there anything else that's on your mind?
Clothes.
Yeah. Well, when you carved her, didn't you include clothing in the...
Oh, Pygmalion, you naughty boy, you.
Okay, I get it. It's a Greek thing.
Yeah.
Well, Well, it's only natural that most clothes would quickly be torn to shreds as soon as you put them on somebody made of stone. You're going to need something that's really durable for her to wear. Well, honestly, I would recommend Guranimals.
Do they?
Well, of course they fit adults. I mean, I'm an adult, and I wear them. That is, on those rare occasions I wear clothes. All right, granted, I'm only 3 feet high. Well, I might be able to help you out there. There's one very large client of mine who is also made of stone. You'd ask him where he gets his clothing. Yeah, you probably heard of him. Ben Grimm. Okay, then. Well, you have a nice day, Pygmalion, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.